I don't know how many of you are familiar with the story of David and Bathsheba. If you're not, go to the second book of Samuel and read chapter 11 and chapter 12. It's a wonderfully told story. But the basic story is that David was seduced by the beauty of a woman whose husband is off in battle. And the woman conceived a child. Well, David brings the husband back home, hoping that he could put the blame on the husband. But that didn't work, because the husband wouldn't go to his wife. And so David decides the best way to deal with the situation, because if he got caught in adultery, he could be killed, according to Jewish law. And so he sends the soldier back to the battle with a note to the commanding officer that he should arrange that the man get killed in battle. And that's what happened. And then David took Bathsheba as his wife. Well, the prophet Nathan came to David one day, and he told him this story. He said, there's a man here in our kingdom who's very wealthy. He has a lot of sheep. And he had a visitor come one day, but he didn't want to kill any of his sheep to feed the visitor. So he goes to a poor man who has only one sheep. And this sheep is so dear to him that it even sleeps with him. He takes that poor man's sheep, he slaughters it to feed his friend. Well, David was enraged. He said, the man deserves death. And then Nathan the prophet says to him, you, O king, are the man. And then David realizes his sin. And that's what we have here in the story this morning. David is repenting. David has come to that awareness that he had sinned. Our readings today really are about two people who are sinners. There is David, and then there is a woman. We don't know much about her sin, but we know she had a bad reputation. But there's a difference between the two. David has to be told of his sin. The woman in the gospel, she knows her sin very well. Sometimes we can be like David. You know, we can get so caught up in the events of our life. We can get caught up in our projects, our agendas, the things we have to do, that we can kind of be insensitive or unaware of the sin in our life. One of the points of our stories this morning, I think, is that in order to be forgiven, we have to acknowledge the sin that is within us. And you know, so often I have encountered people who say to me, I don't need to go to confession. I haven't done anything wrong. And when I hear that, I'm reminded of a passage out of the first letter of St. John in the Bible. He says, if we say we are without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we acknowledge our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from every wrongdoing. We all are sinners. But we have to come to that point that we can acknowledge to ourselves and we can acknowledge to our God that we have sinned. There's a quote from Pope Francis that really struck me. Pope Francis said one day in one of his, I think it was one of his daily homilies, which he doesn't write out, he just gives them off the cuff. He said, the problem is not our sinning. He said, the problem is our not repenting of our sin, not feeling ashamed of what we have done. This is the problem. We don't have to have committed huge sins like murder or adultery or bank robbery. All of us have things in our lives that are not the way they should be. Oh, it might be just our judgmental thoughts, our willingness to condemn people without really knowing them, our criticism of others, especially when we don't even know the facts, our untruthfulness at times. Maybe it's our addiction to things like pornography. But there's all in the lives of every one of us. There are things. There are ways in which we are not what God has called us to be. And if we want forgiveness and healing of those things, we have to become aware of what they are. We have to acknowledge our sins before God. Then God is ready. God is merciful. God wants to forgive us. God wants to restore us to life. God wants to heal us of our sinfulness. One of the things that's so important for us as Catholics is that sacrament of reconciliation. Because that is the way Christ has established for us to receive his mercy, to receive his pardon. But there's one thing about it I want to point out. That going to confession is not automatic forgiveness. There has to be in that the intention to change. You know, if I go to confession and then have no intention of changing the way I live, then that sacrament has no value. And actually, the sin is worse. It's like in our human relationships. If somebody comes up to you and asks forgiveness for something they've done to you, you may be likely to forgive if you think there's going to be a change. But if you think that person's going to continue doing the same thing, forgiveness is not going to happen. It's that way in our relationship with God. We at least have to put forth the effort to change. We have to have the desire to change. You and I may know that change is not going to come easily, and we may not be successful, because there's some things in our lives that are so hard to change. Now think about our angers, our prejudices. Think about the things to which we are addicted. You know, we may not be able to change those overnight. That may be a struggle of a lifetime. But still, we need to have that desire, that intention to struggle against them if we wish to receive the mercy and the forgiveness of our God. The story of David and the story of that woman in the gospel have much to teach us. They teach us about the importance of acknowledging our sins. They also teach us that ours is a God of great mercy. If we acknowledge before him that we are sinners, he will touch us with his healing hand. He will forgive us of the wrong we have done.